AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says Iran's Navy is gone. Their Air Force is gone.
Iran is dying to make a deal. I can only tell you that. I don't want to get into the but they cannot be nuclear.
At the White House, the president was asked if the talks with Iran are stalled.
We have a problem because nobody knows for sure who the leaders are. It's a little bit of a problem, you know. The leaders have been wiped out along with their military, almost all of their military. I mean, think of it. 159 ships was their total Navy. 159 ships are gone. They're underwater.
At a Senate hearing, Rhode Island Democrat Jack Reed told Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Iran's nuclear program is still viable. Missiles and drones are still a threat, and the Strait of Hormuz remains closed.
I'm concerned that you have been telling the president what he wants to hear instead of what he needs to hear.
Iran's supreme leader is vowing to protect nuclear and missile capabilities. President Trump says he's removing certain tariffs on Scotch whiskey.
I did it in honor of the king and queen who just left. They're heading back. It was a big deal. They've been trying to get this for a long time.
The president said people wanted this change, especially with regard to the wooden barrels in which the spirits of Scotch and bourbon can be aged. He'd used alcohol as a pressure point in his tariff threats. The House has passed a bill to fund the Department of Homeland Security and end a record government shutdown. This is House Speaker Mike Johnson.
In spite of our razor-thin, historically small majority, House Republicans continue to deliver for the American people. We will continue to do that for the remainder of the year, and that is a large reason why we are going to win the midterms so that the grown-ups can stay in charge here.
In Johnson's home state, Louisiana, congressional primaries are suspended as a result of the Supreme Court ruling that struck down a majority black congressional district in Louisiana. Wall Street is closing the day with big gains. This is AP News. The AP's Karen Chamas reports on the Israeli military killing of a Palestinian teenager in the occupied West Bank.
Mourners have carried the body of a teenager killed by Israel's military through Hebron, the latest victim in a surge of violence this month. The Ramallah-based Palestinian Ministry of Health and the Palestinian Red Crescent Society said that teenager Ibrahim El-Khayat died after being shot and wounded in his chest and abdomen. Relatives told the Associated Press he was heading to a mini market when he was shot. Israel's military claimed soldiers fired on Palestinians during an operation in Hebron on Wednesday after Palestinians hurled rocks towards them. More than 40 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli settlers and soldiers in the occupied West Bank so far this year, according to the UN. I'm Karen Chamas.
Brazil's Congress reduced former President Jair Bolsonaro's 27-year prison sentence for leading a coup attempt. It could shave 20 years off the sentence. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.